That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Dr. Roller, the pest controller, became so infuriated over his failure to capture the elusive Clyde that he swore he'd not leave the Jotham Down store until he had succeeded. And so he set about tearing the store to pieces and maintaining a day and night vigil. He even posted a closed sign on the front door, which made both Lum and Abner realize that they must get rid of Dr. Roller at all costs, or else he would ruin them financially. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Listen to it fizz. That's the Alka-Seltzer fizz. It's the lively, cheery, sparkling fizz that you know so well. Remember it when occasionally something you've eaten causes acid indigestion and makes you miserable. Yes, you can neutralize excess acid in the stomach with Alka-Seltzer. You see, Alka-Seltzer can give the kind of prompt relief that's hard to beat. It helps settle an upset, jittery stomach. And its analgesic helps relieve the headache that often goes with an upset stomach. You can get Alka-Seltzer in any drugstore. Don't forget, ask your druggist for genuine Alka-Seltzer. All drugstores have it in either the large 60-cent package or the smaller 30-cent Get Acquainted size. Get a supply of Alka-Seltzer today. Then, for occasional acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears standing in front of the Jotham Down store. Abner is just approaching.
Hey, Abner.
Huh?
I've been waiting for you to show up. What do you fellas got that sign tacked up on the front of your door there for closed temporarily?
Oh, well, we never put that thing up ourselves.
Going out of business?
No. Dr. Roller hung that sign up there.
Who? Oh,
Dr. Roller, the pest controller. That varmint that Lom hired to get shut of Clyde, that Terminator, whatever they call him.
Clyde who?
Why, you know Clyde there in the store.
Oh, that mouse friend of yours.
Yes, little Clyde.
Ain't he caught him yet?
No, he ain't. And he ain't going to, neither.
Well, how much longer is he going to keep on trying? How long is the store going to be closed?
Well, this
I got
is
a
it.
List of stuff here. Charity sent me down after some stuff.
All right, we'll take care of it, Grandpap. This is the last day. Dr. Roller don't know it yet, but he's going to be leaving here in about an hour or two. I've got a plan to get him from out of Pine Ridge.
A plan?
Yes, sir, and a good one, too. See, that Dr. Roller is bound and determined he's going to stay right here till he catches Clyde. And in the meantime, Grandpap, that feller has tore up our store something wonderful. Tore up the flooring in there and everything, trying to catch Clyde.
Well, I wouldn't let him do it.
And now, on top of that, he's put some poison stuff around or something and made us close up the store, and we're losing a lot of business.
Of course you are.
Facts is, he's costing us a heap more than Clyde ever did.
Well, what is this plan of yours to get shut of him?
Well, here's what I done. Ain't nobody coming up the street.
No.
See, I give Cedric a dollar and told him to go get me a mouse somewhere.
A dollar?
Yeah.
Oh, he ought to be able to pick one up cheaper than that.
Huh?
I bound you that's over the ceiling price on him, if he is one on mouses.
Well, I mean, I give Cedric a dollar to go out and catch one for me.
Of course, they have taken the ceiling price off a lot of stuff. I don't know just how high they do come.
Well, Grandpap, that don't make no difference. I told Cedric I'd give him a dollar to get me a mouse.
Yeah, you paid him too much.
I never done it. It's worth it to get shut of that feller. He's costing us too much money. He's going to break the shore of the world if we don't get him out of the store. So I told Cedric to just get the mouse and bring it over to the store and slip it into one of them newfangled traps of Dr. Roller's when he wasn't looking.
When who wasn't looking?
Dr. Roller.
Oh, never want him to see it, huh?
Why, of course not. I want him to think that he's finally caught Clyde. Then he'll be tickled to death to leave here.
Oh, yeah,
that's
sure.
That's my plan, right?
Uh-huh.
Studied it up myself.
Well.
And, of course, that'll make Lom happy, too. He wants to get shut of Dr. Roller just as bad as I do, because he's plumb ruining our business. And Lom will more than likely think that it is Clyde in the trap, sure enough, so that'll be something else to make him happy. Yeah. And, on the other hand, I reckon it'll make Clyde happy, too, because he won't have nobody trying to catch him no more.
Natural.
And if Clyde's happy, why, that'll make me happy.
Everybody's
going to be happy. I believe this is the happiest day I ever heard of.
Right, now, just a second before you get too pigeon-toed happy here. Tell me this. Have you been to the store yet this morning?
No, I'm just on my way there now.
Well, how do you know then that Dr. Roller ain't caught Clyde?
Oh, he couldn't do that.
Well, why couldn't he? I understand he uses all scientific methods.
I know he does. I've heard that from him 100 or 1,000 times. But he can't use them on Clyde, because Clyde ain't in the store.
Huh?
When I seen Dr. Roller was going to sit in that store day and night waiting for little Clyde, why, I got a hold of Clyde and put him in a little box out in the back of the store. He's living out there now for the visiting. That's why Dr. Roller ain't been able to catch him.
Well, you ought to tell him. Or no, I guess you don't want to.
No, of course not. I don't want to tell him. Well, here, I better get on in the store there. Want to be there when Dr. Roller finds that mouse that Cedric brought over. Oh, he'll bust his button. He'll be so tickled he'll shout his head off.
He will.
Oh, you don't know how this has affected that feller, Grandpa. I never seen nothing like it in my life. He ain't shaved or combed his hair. Oh, he's a sight. Got circles under his eyes clean down to his knees right now. Facts is, he's getting to look like something that ought to be trapped himself.
Well, is there any chance of them knowing that ain't Clyde that they're going to find the trap?
No, not after the show that I'm going to put on.
The show?
Oh, me. I wish you could see me. I've got it all studied out, just what I'm going to do. I'm going to act like the grief struck of this one feller that ever had a broke heart. Oh, I'll puddle up and cry all over the place. And see, that'll convince them that it's Clyde, because they know how much I care.
Yeah, but tell me about this show you're going to put on.
Well, I just told on me. I ain't got time to explain it to you now. I've got to get inside. Well, I'll see you later, Grandpa.
Yeah, well, what kind's it going to be, a minstrel show?
I tell you, Edward, I do not understand it. I use all scientific methods.
Yeah, I know. But morning, Abner.
Good morning, Lom. Never thought you'd be here yet.
Well, I got down here a little earlier this morning.
Morning, Dr. Roller.
Had something I wanted to do.
I use all scientific methods.
Yeah, well, just take it easy, Dr. Roller. I think if you just...
In all the years that I've been in this business, I've never had a failure. Not one single failure.
Well, I think you'll still succeed.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you will, Dr. Roller. Yeah. Oh, I know you will. Don't worry. Have you looked in the traps yet this morning?
No, it just isn't possible. With all the devices and scientific methods I've used, it just isn't possible that mouse could still be alive. I tell you what, I just cannot understand.
Now, Dr. Roller, you're just going to have to get hold of yourself, or you're going to have a nervous crackdown.
Dr. Roller, the pest control. Oh, really?
You know, I'd sort of suggest looking in the traps again, Dr. Roller.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. Keep working, that'll steady you.
Yeah, sure. Look in the traps.
No, traps, they ain't no good. I'm a failure. 16 years I've been in this business.
Wait a minute. Look there, Dr. Roller. Look at that trap, the one back of the stove there.
No, it's no use. I tell you, no use. For 16 years I've been... No. A mouse? It's a mouse. Look, a mouse!
That's what it is, all right.
I didn't know. My poor little Clyde. Clyde, what have they been to?
I'm a success. I've got him. My methods never fail. 16 years I've been in this business and never had a failure yet.
I knowed you could do it all the time.
Poor Clyde.
Let me shake your hand, Dr. Roller. Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations. I'm a success. They'll write this up in the Exterminator's Digest.
Well, good for you.
Oh, I'm grief-struck. What can I do? How can I live without my little friend?
Oh, Abner, don't take on so. It's just a mouse.
Mom, can't you see how tore up I am over this? My heart is broke. Smash.
Abner, don't be silly.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Where are you going, Dr. Roller? Ain't you going to take your tools and junk with you?
Hey, I'll pick them up in a few minutes. I want to go and send a telegram to my wife. Oh, she'll be so happy.
I've never seen such a change in a man in all my life.
Over one mouse.
I come in here this morning and thought he was going to suicide himself. Now look at him, sitting on top of the world. Excuse you, what a little success does, ain't it?
Oh, I'm so grief-struck.
Now, Abner, I know how you feel, but let me explain this.
I'll never smile again. I won't even grin. Won't snicker.
Abner, will you listen to me?
Oh, I'm sad. Oh, that curse of a...
Please listen to me. I know how much Clyde means to you, but here's the thing. We wanted to get shut of Dr. Roller because he was tearing our store to pieces and costing us so much money,
I don't want to talk now. I can't stand it. I just want to go back in the feed room and think about Clyde. Just can't hardly bear to mention his little name. Poor little...
Abner, for goodness sake, listen to me.
Poor little Clyde. Gone is the pitter-patter of his little paws. Gone is the...
Abner, hush up. You're letting this affect you beyond reason.
Oh, Lum, you just don't know what it means to lose a true friend. You're a bachelor.
Well, for pity's sake, you talk like Clyde was a member of your family.
He seems like it. My brother, uncle or something.
Well, I admit uncle there's Clyde. A resemblance.
Lum, you can't talk that way about Clyde. Special not now that he's gone. It ain't respectful.
Abner, if you'll just give me a chance to talk,
it's
I'll explain...
too late for talk, Lum. All I got left now is my memories. And Elizabeth and Pearl. Oh, poor little...
Hey, Mr.
Five,
Abner.
Little
Mr. Abner, it's me, Cedric.
Hello, Cedric. I'm grief-struck, Cedric. Tore up something wonderful.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I just seen Dr. Roller go across the road a minute ago.
Don't talk about it, Cedric.
So do you think this would be a good time?
Cedric, I hope you never have the curse of an aching heart.
Do you think this would be a good time to slip it in there?
Cedric, don't bother me. I'm too grief-struck. Slip what in where?
The mouse in the trap.
You mean you ain't did that yet?
No, Mom. I was waiting till Dr. Roller wouldn't see me do it.
Well, who's that in the trap? Oh, my goodness! That's really him! Oh, Clyde! Clyde!
Abner, steady
yourself. What have they did to you,
Abner,
Clyde?
Abner, be careful. You're going to fall. Oh, my goodness. He's fainted.
Well, now just who was in the trap? Is Dr. Roller the great success he thinks he is after all? Well, be sure to join us again at our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, sometimes are you troubled with a headache? I know that working in a stuffy store or office, especially on a job which requires close attention and accuracy, often causes a headache. Now, instead of letting that occasional headache wear off and cause you a lot of discomfort while you're waiting, why not try Alka-Seltzer? You have no idea how helpful Alka-Seltzer can be until you try it. Just dissolve a tablet or two in a glass of water, then drink it. The pain-relieving analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate it contains is ready to go right to work because it's dissolved when you take it. And two, it's guarded by valuable alkaline buffers so that the analgesic loses little or none of its effectiveness. Yes, it's Alka-Seltzer you want for that occasional throbbing headache. So ask your druggist for a large economical 60-cent family-size package. It contains over three times as many tablets as the smaller size, yet costs only twice as much. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more.